For the first time today, congressional committees heard from Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge about the president's plan for a new cabinet-level Department of Homeland Security. Lawmakers want to get a reorganization bill to the House and Senate floors by next month. As NPR's Pam Fessler reports, questions raised at today's hearings point to a long list of issues to be resolved, especially the coordination of intelligence information.
Lawmakers have been waiting for months to get Ridge to testify, so today, when he finally did show up before the Senate Governmental Affairs Committee, he had to wait an hour and a half before he got to say a word. Members of both parties wanted to weigh in first on what is generally considered to be one of the most important things Congress will do this year, create a new Department for Homeland Security. While the general idea has almost unanimous support, lawmakers, such as Tennessee Republican Fred Thompson, said they have concerns about the specifics of the president's plan.
It does not address what I consider to be the most immediate and troubling deficiencies in our country's intelligence and counterterrorist capabilities.
Other members raised questions about protections for the 170,000 federal employees to be in the new department and whether agencies will be able to carry out other functions that have nothing to do with Homeland Defense. Alaska Republican Ted Stevens said he was especially worried about the Coast Guard, one of the 22 federal agencies and programs to be brought into the new department.
To abandon the concept of the Coast Guard in terms of maintaining the safety of ships off our shore, particularly the small boat safety in the areas of our enormous population centers of the country, would be wrong.
When Ridge finally did get to speak, he said the administration recognizes the enormity of the proposal. He said the White House would work with Congress to resolve problems so a bill can be enacted before the end of the year.
We know there may be some differences of opinion as to how we accomplish the goal, but I share the same optimistic tone that you do that we will get it done.
Ridge said the new department would focus on four main areas, including border security, emergency preparedness, and coordination of efforts to protect against nuclear, chemical, and biological attacks. Ridge said a fourth area involves a new information analysis unit, where intelligence gathered by the FBI, the CIA, and other agencies would be fed.
You get the information, you analyze it, and for the first time, it would all be integrated in one place, and you map that information against the potential vulnerabilities, and if it calls for action, then the federal government directs the action that must be taken. We've never done that before.
He said President Bush feels strongly that the FBI and the CIA should not be part of the new department, as some on Capitol Hill have proposed. But lawmakers said they were extremely concerned about whether the new unit would resolve intelligence-sharing problems that have emerged since September 11th. Michigan Democrat Carl Levin noted that the new department would not get raw intelligence, except in special cases.
Why would not all properly gathered information go to the new agency for analysis? Otherwise, you're going to be splintering this process. You're going to have analysis continuing in the CIA. You're going to have analysis in the FBI.
But Ridge said the new department would have all the information it needs and, in some cases, more.
This is another opportunity to connect the dots. But unlike the CIA and the FBI, will also be the repository of information, potential information from the state and local government, from the private sector, as well as access to the information and raw data if they see fit from the INS, the Customs, the Coast Guard, the DEA, and other intelligence gathering agencies within the government.
Ridge said it was clear to him that this section of the bill would require more discussions with Congress. He spent the afternoon testifying before the House Government Reform Committee. More hearings are expected over the next couple of weeks as lawmakers begin in earnest to work out details of a bill. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.